It is our federally mandated cooking, cocktailing, and dining segment. Hey, good looking, what you got kicking? Right here on Jason and Alexis in the morning. We're going to begin with Dawn McClain and Taco Bell problems.
Yes, or toxic hell, as we used to call it after we ate it. So good going down, but then, wow. Okay, yeah. So they are apologizing to customers on their website that some of their favorite items might not be available because of national ingredient shortages and delivery delays. And then we have, because of the global supply chain disruptions.
Yep.
You know, I'm not really sure. This is one of those things where I feel dumb, and I don't know why this is happening now, since we're sort of in the clear when it comes to COVID. Not completely, but things are different than they were last summer. So does anyone else know, like, why this is a trickle down now?
I can guess that the demand was down during the pandemic.
Oh, okay.
Demand has returned. The supplies, the goods has not amped back up yet. Employees, people aren't fully staffed yet, so that's not happening.
Oh, okay.
Plus, we had a lot of shipping issues here in the last 3-4 months. That have slowed everything down. It's just one of those, what they call a perfect storm, where a lot of different minor things have colluded together and caused, and it's actually happening across a lot of industries. Did I just say across? I think I just said across.
Did.
It's happening across a lot of different industries right now, not just food.
Right.
Yeah, everything. Because, you know, Kenny's right on all points, and we didn't experience it even in the height of the pandemic, other than goods like toilet paper. Well, that's because idiots people were buying. Hoarders. Like, people were hoarding it.
We went insane. Yeah,
but yeah, we were hoarding.
By the time the pandemic had hit, and we were in the trenches of it, you know, the supply chain was still maintaining. It was churning away as it always does. Well, then the pandemic hits, and work stopped at many factories.
Yeah.
And then by the time it ran, that's why now it's like a wave coming into shore. Now, this year, we're dealing with it. We probably won't stabilize as far as goods across all categories, probably until next year. I mean, next year, probably at this time, we'll probably be close to 2019 normal as we've seen. So that's why.
Okay, thank you for explaining that to me, because I just really was like, "What? Why now? What's happening?" Yep. It makes you scared.
Yeah, what did Taco Bell are they missing? Is it?
They don't say. It just says we can't feed your current crave. Sorry, due to national ingredient shortages and delivery delays, we may be out of some items. Starbucks, you know, they ran out of oat milk, and then Chick-fil-A said you can't have that many sauces anymore. We got to limit them. We don't have as many packets as you want. You're not going to put 50 packets of barbecue sauce in your bag.
Nope. And then they start charging you.
Yeah. And then it's really bad. Then it's like, okay, I can only have one. But the truth of the matter is sometimes they do just dump like 40 ketchup packets.
Yeah, don't do that. I need three.
You don't need,
And there is a ketchup shortage.
There is.
Yes. Yeah.
Colbert had a new Taco Bell commercial last night talking about this. Listen to this.
Get your mouth ready for Taco Bell's new Loco Shortage Supreme menu. Starting with the Grande Sour Crema Lupa. Our signature soft tortilla stuffed with 12 zesty dollops of plain cream. This a gimme mas less of our brand new quadruple crunch taco. It's a crispy shell inside a crispy shell inside another crispy shell stuffed in a delicious crispy shell. And filled with napkins. Want to take it up a nacho? We've got a hot, savory burrito layered with whatever was in Deb's car. Today, it's cough drops and a handful of goldfish crackers because it's Deb's weekend with Bryson. Still hungry? Blaze your taste buds with the Not Chihuahua Gordita, which is not made from the Chihuahua that used to be our mascot.
Oh,
no, we don't know where he went. Yo, Quiero, stop asking. Taco Bell, it's 2 a.m. Where else are you going to go?
Oh, my gosh. That was way more fun than the way I presented it. Oh, wow.
Yo, Quiero, stop asking.
Oh, my goodness.
Panda sent us something on Twitter, Jason. Did you see that?
No. Let me refresh here. Let me refresh. Who
what is
did
it?
Panda?
Yeah,
Panda. Taco Bell is just the latest suffering supply chain shortages like the Bucks. Ours is due to issues with production staffing and shipping issues.
Oh, right.
And it's still going on. Every week when I go in, we're out of something new. Panda's absolutely right. I heard that from my barista friends in Eden Prairie. It is a different issue at the Bucks. It's just staffing at their factories, at their supply.
Got it. Because, you know, during the pandemic, people lost their jobs. They found other jobs, hopefully.
Yep.
That's a very dramatic way to end this.
Yeah,
sorry.
Or great. Don't want to work there.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
I mean, not the companies you mentioned, but the economy in some ways really depends on poverty wages. Mm. And people are like, no, I'm not doing that anymore.
No.
Yeah. So it's, yeah.